Thank you and good afternoon. Three Eureka teenagers were arrested following a vehicle pursuit that involved CHP and deputies from Humboldt and Mendocino counties Monday night. A CHP officer on patrol on US 101 near Barkdale Road saw a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed southbound and kept driving despite the officer's attempt to make a traffic stop, leading to a vehicle pursuit. Along with additional CHP units, deputies from Mendocino and Humboldt counties, as well as personnel from state parks, assisted in the pursuit, which lasted over 65 miles until a spike strip neutralized the vehicle south of State Route 1. The driver, a 17-year-old juvenile female, was booked into juvenile hall for reckless evasion and drug possession, while the two other passengers, a man and a woman, both 18 years of age, were booked into county jail on various charges. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating a shooting incident that occurred near Pine Creek Road in Hoopa Monday night. A 45-year-old male victim was shot at several times while driving his vehicle on Pine Creek Road, and he was taken to the Hoopa Ambulance Center by friends following the shooting. He was then transferred to a local hospital, and he currently remains in stable condition. The details surrounding the shooting are unknown at this time, and no suspects have been listed by the Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office are looking for 44-year-old Charles Hunzinger, who stabbed his younger brother at a residence in the 400 block of Railroad Avenue in Blue Lake Monday night. Deputies arrived on scene and contacted a 30-year-old male victim who suffered multiple stab wounds. He was transported to a local hospital for treatment of injuries, and he remains in stable condition. Deputies searched the immediate area for Hunzinger but yield no results, and he remains at large. Anyone with information regarding Hunzinger's location is asked to contact authorities. A juvenile male was arrested by the California Highway Patrol in southern Humboldt Sunday night following a single vehicle collision that resulted in a passenger sustaining fatal injuries. The driver was headed eastbound on Branscombe Road in a Ford van that was stolen from the Laytonville Unified School District. The driver made an unsafe turn and lost control of the vehicle as it left the roadway and collided into a tree. The impact caused a juvenile passenger to be ejected onto the shoulder of the roadway, and the Ford struck the ejected passenger as it continued moving, causing fatal injuries. The California Highway Patrol says drugs and alcohol are not considered as a factor in the crash. Five community grants through the Coast Central Credit Union were awarded to five organizations. Hospice of Humboldt received over $24,000 to support the purchase of medical equipment for their 12-bed facility that's expected to open in 2016. Over $9,500 were awarded to the Klamath Trinity Joint Unified School District, while $7,500 was given to the Bridgeville Community Center. The Forgotten Initiative received over $6,300 to develop two visitation rooms at the new foster care center in Eureka, and over $1,700 was given to the Riparian Education Alliance and Humboldt Live. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A crash on Highway 299 Monday afternoon resulted in a DUI arrest. Dan Squire has more.
California Highway Patrol officers and other emergency personnel responded to the intersection of Highway 299 and Highway 101 on Monday afternoon for a collision between two vehicles that sent the drivers of both cars to the hospital with injuries. The subsequent investigation also led to the arrest of Jacob Martin on suspicion of DUI after he allowed his sedan to cross the double yellow lines while headed eastbound on 299 and then slam into a vehicle headed west at the overpass between both freeways. The collision closed down both the eastbound and westbound lanes of 299 for 45 minutes while the debris was cleared. Both the driver of the second car and Martin were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. Martin was later arrested and booked into county jail.
Thank you, Dan. Earlier this month, the Spa for a Cure fundraiser was held in Old Town Eureka, and the event raised over $23,000, which will go towards the purchase of a new 3D mammography machine for St. Joseph Health's cancer care program. Sue Sanchi, the owner of the spa at Personal Choice in Eureka, a sponsor for the event, is currently in her third battle with cancer and started the idea for the fundraiser when she first heard about the mammography machine. Recent studies have shown that 3D mammography machines have increased breast cancer detection by over 25% and have also increased invasive breast cancer detection by over 40%. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.